Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There? Ways to connect with art and culture while staying close to home for the week going forward from October 23rd, 2020. Mushrooms will be the main dish during Centrum's next Communiversity event. This Monday evening at 5:30, it'll be a kind of online happy hour presentation as Marion Maxwell of the Puget Sound Mycological Society delves into the dirt on where to go mushroom hunting, as well as the permits required, the types of fungi to look for, cooking with mushrooms, and yes, the dangers involved. Mushrooms are a vast Northwest resource, as the Centrum invitation puts it. The place to find out about tickets to this online Communiversity program is centrum.org. And speaking of Centrum, we're coming into the final days of the Fort Words installation by artist-in-residence Aaron Assis. This public art project, stenciled onto the batteries and bunkers at Fort Worden State Park, uses quotations from people who lived at the fort during various times in the 20th century, including the 1918 flu pandemic. The Friends of Fort Worden gathered lots of oral histories from those years. Aaron listened to many of them and selected evocative excerpts, which he then painted onto the walls up there on the bluff at the state park. An enticing website, fortwords.com, shows you each quote, its source, and where you can find it at Fort Worden. These are the words of young people marveling at the place and remembering the major historical events they lived through at the fort, as well as what they did for fun. The installation of all of this is scheduled to end October 31st, and the quotes will be painted over after that, we hear. So these next few days are ideal for your walk through time among the Fort Words. And remember, that website is fortwords.com. Next Thursday, October 29th, you can attend an author talk without leaving your home. Christine Hemp, the Port Townsend writer and horsewoman, will chat about her new book, Wild Ride Home, Love, Loss, and a Little White Horse. It is her memoir, and it's about the relationship and language between people and horses. You may have seen Hemp on social media or even in real life on a white horse named Buddy when the two of them went to drop off Hemp's ballot outside the Jefferson County Courthouse earlier this week. She is also a poet, essayist, and art critic who received the Washington State Artist Trust Fellowship for Literature. The link to her online talk is found on the Port Townsend Library website, ptpubliclibrary.org. This will be an hour-long presentation to start at 7 o'clock next Thursday evening. And that is the story for What's Out There. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, here for you on KPTZ. Thanks for listening.